From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States and China have formalized their ratification of the Paris Agreement, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to help bring the climate change accord into force this year.
Just as I believe the Paris Agreement will ultimately prove to be a turning point for our planet, I believe that history will judge today's efforts as pivotal. For the agreement to enter into force, as has already been stated, 55 countries representing 55% of global emissions must formally join. Together, the U.S. and China represent about 40% of global emissions. So today, we are moving the world significantly closer to the goal that we have set. We have a saying in America that you need to put your money where your mouth is. And when it comes to combating climate change, that's what we're doing.
Obama spoke at the G20 summit in the historic city of Hangzhou, where he also plans to tell Beijing that there will be consequences for their territorial moves in the contested areas of the South China Sea. Obama made those comments to CNN in an exclusive interview set to air Sunday. Obama said China needs to be responsible and that he plans to tell President Xi Jinping that he should look to the U.S. as an example of a country that maintains its power in part by restraining itself. Zimbabwe's 92-year-old leader returned home to Harare Saturday amid rumors his health is failing. Reports say Robert Mugabe, Africa's oldest leader, went to Dubai to seek medical attention. Zimbabweans are growing increasingly frustrated with Mugabe and his failure to fix the economy. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has